Okay, here's some quantum memory power techniques to help you get through a job interview. Now, before I took up a job as a memory man, if you like, I applied for a job at an airport, Stansted Airport in London. And what I did was, I thought it'd be a good idea to swat up on a bit of information, not just about the company, but about the operation at Stansted Airport. Some of the other airlines I thought would be, in particular, very good information to have. And during the interview, the guy said, "Well, look, Mr. O'Brien, if you're successful at getting this job, what you'll need to know is a thing called the phonetic alphabet." And he said, "Are you familiar with it?" And I said, "Well, I've heard of it, but I don't really know it." So he gave me a piece of paper. He said, "Well, look, you've got to read down there. It goes, A is Alpha, B is Bravo, C is Charlie, etc." He said, "Now, if you want the job, you're going to have to learn this. So if you do a second interview, I'm going to give you the piece of paper now. You can take it away, come back, and we'll test you on it. But you've got to be able to do that for the job." Anyway, as he was talking to me, I'd already started memorizing the information. And by the time he got to the end of it, when he handed me the paper, I said, "Right, I think I've got that," and gave it back to him. He said, no, you don't understand. He said, "I want you to take this away and just learn it at your leisure." And I said, "Yeah, I've just learned it." He said, "What?" So he said, "If I say Q, what's that?" And I said, "Well, that's Quebec." "And so what's R?" I said, "Romeo." "Okay, so can you go through the list?" And I said, "Yeah. Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel." He said, "Okay, wait. He said, "Okay, that's great." He said, "How the hell did you do that?" And I said, "Well, I just got a pretty good memory." I said, "I'll go backwards if you like." I said, "Zulu, Yankee, X-ray." He said, no. He said, "That won't be necessary." He said, "You got the job." Now, that was the icing on the cake, being able to do that. And you can do that now with a trained memory. But what I was referring to was what I call a mental fact file. So before the interview, as I was swatting, I was converting facts and figures, and I was putting them into key images along a mental journey. Now, put yourself in the shoes of the interviewer. Wouldn't you be impressed that someone had bothered to do a little bit of research about the background of your company? And he's come across as intelligent, enthusiastic, and he's asking all the right questions. And what about your CV? Curriculum vitae or resume. Again, it's worth taking the time to memorize your own history, and you can put it in order by using key images again and using a journey. This avoids ums and ahs and, well, I can't really remember what I was doing then. Interviewers don't like gaps in people's history. So the mental fact file helps to order your thoughts efficiently. So the worst thing that can happen is your mind goes blank just when you need to give a good impression. Now, you may find that you need one or two journeys, one for your CV, another one for the details of the company. There really is no limit to the amount of information you can store. You can have financial figures, balance sheet, customers, key employees, even share prices. But there is a word of warning here. Don't reel off the entire end-of-year accounts. The guy might think you're a nutter. Or you may unnerve him into thinking that you're after his job or her job. Oh, and another thing, a piece of advice that my father gave me once. When promulgating your esoteric cogitations, beware of platitudinous ponderosities. Let your conversation possess clarified conciseness with concatenated cogency. Eschew all jejune babblement, but above all, don't use big words. Keep the language simple. What are you trying to do here? You're trying to land the job or confuse the interviewer with words you don't even understand yourself. So, you could use a journey itself around the job centre or the job itself. Use all the tools available to you. Use mnemonics, number shapes, number rhymes for numbers, or even the Dominic system. You could use the methods on the names and faces. Now, that alone could land you the job. It really is a competitive market out there. So why don't you give yourself an unfair advantage over the rest of the pack and land the one job that everyone else is after? It's easy. See if you can memorize your own curriculum vitae or resume, turning aspects of your life into colorful, meaningful images. So just to recap, to memorize your speech, first condense the contents into key points. Then create symbols for each key point by using imaginative, colorful, meaningful key images. Place each key image at various stages along a familiar mental journey. The journey will act as a guide, ensuring that you don't confuse the order of your speech or lose your place. It's your very own mental speech file and invisible autocue. Don't try to memorize your speech word for word. The audience want to hear you. It's your spontaneity, mistakes and all. Use a mental fact file for storing data in preparation for a job interview. Facts and figures about the company, your own curriculum vitae or resume and so on. These can all be stored using key images and a mental journey. So, more quantum memory power in the next session.